This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush reportedly is planning to endorse an investigation into intelligence failures regarding Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. The announcement could come from the White House this week. It's a shift of position for the president, who previously declined to endorse recommendations by former U.S. Weapons Inspector David Kay that there be an investigation. Kay said it appears that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction and that intelligence agencies got it wrong. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the president expected to propose?
It will be an independent commission, and it's expected to have as many as 9 members. It will be bipartisan, as it would have to be, and it will apparently include people who have dealt with intelligence issues in a substantive way in the past, perhaps past national security advisors or CIA officials. Look for the president, though, to put the need for accurate and reliable intelligence as part of a cause that's broader than just the Iraq war. He's always called Iraq just one battle in that larger war on terror. So this investigation will be cast in that larger context, not so much a what went wrong with the Iraq intelligence inquiry, so much as what does the president need in terms of solid, reliable intelligence to meet the challenges of an ongoing war on terror.
Now, just a couple of days ago, the president was asked about recommendations for an investigation, and he sounded less than enthusiastic.
Right, that was Friday, and in the Roosevelt Room, he was meeting with some economists, and afterward, he took just 3 questions. The first one dealt with this issue, and he said, here's a quote, "I want the American people to know that I, too, want to know the facts. I want to be able to compare what the Iraqi survey group," he called it, "has found with what we thought prior to going into Iraq." Then, Bob, he fell back on very familiar language at that point regarding questions about the justification for the war. He said Saddam Hussein was a danger. He was a growing danger. He also again raised the specter of September 11th at that point, putting Iraq in that context, though again there's no evidence linking Saddam Hussein and those attacks. Then came a follow-up question from a wire service reporter on the same topic, and the president cut her off, and he made it very clear he wasn't going to say anything else on this subject, just restating that he wants to know the facts.
Well, what changed his mind about an investigation?
Well, it was clear there wasn't going to be a lot of political support for his position, that it would only appear that the White House was hiding something, especially given Dr. Kay's statements before Congress last week, before the Senate, that there does need to be this independent investigation. Some Republicans, Senator John McCain, had joined Dr. Kay and congressional Democrats in calling for an inquiry. The administration, the president and others had already changed their language on Iraq's weapons in recent weeks. They dropped, backed off from some of the certainty. But with this story dominating the news and an election year upon us, they realized that an investigation, an independent commission, was the only way to go.
Well, will this satisfy those who have been wanting an independent commission?
The timeline will certainly be an issue. Democrats would like a report this year. The White House would like to push things beyond the election. We still don't know who will be on it, how broad its mandate will be, how much it'll be able to look into the administration itself and the vice president's office. So there will still be serious questions.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.